This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the last 10 years, his government has focused on empowering the poor and creating opportunities for them to thrive. In an interview to an English daily, Mr. Modi said, India has shown the world that true progress is about empowering every citizen and giving them the tools they need to succeed. He said in the last 10 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty. Mr. Modi said India's unemployment rate is the lowest in the world. He added that crores of people have used the benefits of mudra loans to start their business for the first time. He said his government kept the average inflation at its lowest in one decade. Mr. Modi said today his government has built a strong economy that will serve as the base for India's next 25 years. All arrangements have been made for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 96 constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase. These include 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is campaigning for the party candidates in West Bengal today. Mr. Modi is now addressing an election rally at Barakpur in North Chobbis Parganas district. The Prime Minister will also address election rallies in Panchla in Howrah district and Chinsura and Pursura in Hooghly district. Mr. Modi will also lead a road show in Patna, Bihar this evening. He will also address 3 election rallies at Hajipur, Muzaffarpur and Saran in Bihar tomorrow. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties are going to campaign today. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address a rally in Rai Bareli. Mr. Shah will also address a rally in Pratapgarh district today. Senior BJP leader and UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Sitapur, Bahraich and Amethi district. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will jointly address a rally in favour of INDI Alliance candidate in Barabanki. Akhilesh Yadav will lead a campaign in Mohanlal Ganj constituency, which falls in Lucknow district. Congress election in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinash Pandey, will hold party functionaries meeting in Faizabad and Ambedkar Nagar districts. Senior Congress leader and former Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh, Bhupesh Baghel, will campaign for Rahul Gandhi in Rai Bareli constituency. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology. The test was successfully carried out at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu. This new redesigned PS4 engine has brought down the number of parts from 14 to a single piece and eliminated 19 weld joints. This will significantly save on the raw material usage per engine, reduce metal powder from 565 kilograms to 13.7 kilograms and reduce the production time by 60%. The portals of the famous Badrinath Shrine, located in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand, opened for pilgrims this morning in accordance with Vedic rituals and tradition. Devotees in large number were present on the occasion. With the opening of the gates of Badrinath Shrine, all 4 dhams of Uttarakhand are now open for devotees. Earlier, the gates of Kedarnath, Yamunotri and Gangotri shrines were opened on Friday. In IPL cricket, 2 matches will be played today. In the first match, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. The second match will be played between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Delhi Capitals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in Kolkata. And India Meteorological Department says isolated heavy rainfall is likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Karnataka over the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.